Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices.
Hey,
we have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother.
Hey, Randy.
She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be back here again this week. And today, Randy, I'm so happy you're on the show with us. How are you doing? How are you doing today? We're going to be, I guess Randy's coming on in a couple minutes. And today is going to be such an exciting show. We're actually going to talk about giving back to the children in the world. Pono Mojo, balance and momentum, talking about giving back, making a difference in the world, and really excited today, and Randy's going to come on in a couple minutes and join us. We are having Michael Smith from Hidden Hunger Global. He's doing exactly that. They're giving back a lot, and he's going to be on today to join us to discuss this topic and how all of us can give back and make a difference. So many people are living in all types of conditions, and even the smallest gesture must save a life and will save a life. So if you want to call in and share your story today, that would be we'd love to hear that. Without further ado, I want to introduce Michael Smith. Michael, how are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I think Randy's joining us in 1 minute. As a matter of fact, I think he just came on. Hey, Randy.
Aloha.
I thought Michael was you because we're coming in today. So I'm doing the introduction and saying, and today Randy's going to be back on talking with us. And I thought he was calling in. So this is going to be really fun. And thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're welcome.
So, thank you. So, Randy, you know, I'm going to let you start off the show today since you are the pro at this and we've missed you being around for a while. So let's just dig in, Mike. Okay. Welcome, welcome. Aloha.
Yeah.
I guess all of us
Aloha.
Have ties to Hawaii, connections to Hawaii, huh?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We absolutely do. And I want to just say again, yeah, I mean, just for folks who might not know the history, I mean, you and I don't know, how long did we do this show? I did this with you for a couple of years at least, right?
3 years just about, yep.
So
we've known each other, I guess, since like 2002 and done a lot. Yeah, go ahead. That's awesome.
Yeah, every Wednesday at high noon Pacific, you know, rain or shine, you know, regardless of what happened, you know, we went through life together and shared it on the air. And I'm sure a lot of those archives of those older shows are still there on your Blog Talk site and people can listen to them. But, yeah, I'm really excited, you know, about having Michael on because you and I have talked, you know, literally the whole time we did the show about giving back, about living, if you will, Pono, you know, Pono, the Hawaiian word for righteous, do the right thing, balance, harmony. And doing the right thing really is, some would say it's subjective, you know, depending on your outlook. But I think there are certain things we all know deep inside when we see something kind being done, that's the right thing. I mean, we all get this visceral, literally release of, you know, scientists talk about the release of, what is it, serotonin or something in our brains when we see a kind act, when we hear about people doing good things, and it affects us all. And I think that's a real barometer of what is Pono and what isn't Pono, what is right, what is good. And you, I know, have had a heart and a burden for feeding kids, you know, forever. You've talked about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
we are doing it.
So Michael, let me just, I'm going to give a little introduction because this dude is is so humble. He won't talk about himself. So I'll do my job as the radio guy and give a little bit of background and then bring you up to speed on what he's doing now. But yeah, you know, 17 some odd years, maybe more, on Maui. You know, started a couple of big restaurants over there that are still very popular today on Maui, and you know, has since come back to the mainland, been on the mainland, involved with a number of organizations, but most recently with a group called Hidden Hunger Global. And the idea is, in a nutshell, again, and he'll kind of drill down on this, but to give you the overview, and I know this because I've been involved with nonprofits and nonprofit Christian radio, and how much time and effort and money, frankly, it takes to raise money for nonprofits. So, and, you know, Michael will have the numbers, I think, more correctly, but I know it's sometimes 50, 60, 70 cents on the dollar that an organization like Samaritan's Purse or, you know, whatever, they spend money advertising, and literally 70 cents on the dollar that they raise goes back into advertising and promoting. And Hidden Hunger Global is a genius, ingenious idea. It is a for-profit company that is committed to coming alongside these nonprofits and getting them they need for far less. In fact, they donate these life-saving products to people, to these organizations, and then they get them to the people who need them. So it's brilliant. And Michael, I just want to welcome you to the show, man, and let you kind of share a little bit about Hidden Hunger Global.
Well, thanks, Randy. It's great to be on with you today, and thanks for the introduction. And boy, you said it correctly. I too have been working with a lot of nonprofits throughout my life. When I was on Maui, we worked with a tremendous amount. When I was in, had my restaurants over there. But jumping to Hidden Hunger Global, it is a new idea. It was founded by a friend of mine around January of last year, 2014. And we took a good solid year to test it out and get connected and network with some folks and bring on board some folks that we knew could help us with this idea. And literally, we launched this business or this new company just 2 months ago in April. So we're in our second full month, but we had a great first year. And yes, what we do, we are a for-profit company. And we market and manufacture and sell three basic products. The Hidden Hunger part is our number primary focus on the micronutrients. Hidden Hunger is what is just literally billions of children and adults suffer from Hidden Hunger around our world, which is really, they might be getting enough calories through the Feed the Children program and World Vision and so many wonderful, wonderful nonprofits out there, but they're not getting the nutrients. So they're not getting the nutrients to build their minds and their bodies. And iodine is a tremendous deficiency in children. So our micronutrient pack, we worked with Johns Hopkins University and the Bill Gates Foundation to develop this micronutrient pack that we can put into a cup of porridge or a cup of beans or a rice in Cambodia that gets these nutrients into the children around the world. Our other product that we worked with, because there's literally every 20 seconds, UNICEF puts this statistic out, a child dies of a water-related illness. From cholera and just ill, and from diarrhea from drinking impure water. Well, we have come up with a water filtration system based on literally the application that's used in kidney dialysis. And this water filtration system can provide enough water for a family of four for years, literally. And we recently just put 250 down in Cambodia. Our other product, as you know, we don't suffer from this in the United States, but around the world, 5,000 children literally a day, are dying of malaria from mosquitoes.
From the mosquitoes.
So we've worked with an organization, and we make an excellent, one of the top mosquito netting, and we sell that. And then what we do is we donate all these items that we sell to organizations that we have partnered with, co-venture partners. We work with GAIN, Global Alliance for it works around the world for with children. And we recently, last August, we took 8,500 mosquito nets and literally handed them to GAIN in Port-au-Prince, mm-hmm. Haiti, that were distributed throughout the many orphanages in Haiti. So 8,500 children in Haiti now sleep under mosquito netting, where before they didn't. And we've already, since August, have seen a tremendous amount of decrease in new malaria cases. We did the same thing in Uganda, where we dropped off hundreds of mosquito nets through an organization there. Our micronutrient packs, we work with a group in Kenya, a young woman called with an organization. She's a nonprofit, and we literally gave, last year, sold enough micronutrient packs to give her 365,000 micronutrient packs. Her organization feeds 1,000 children every single day, and we gave her those micronutrient packs so she can put those into her porridge that she uses to feed these children, to 1,000 children, one a day for a year. And we're going to be coming up on that annual here, and we're going to redo it again and actually increase the number so she can feed more children. So that's kind of what we do. Those are our three products. We have a mission to just work with and save children around the world. And we work with great, great nonprofits, and we literally give them the products. So those 8,500 mosquito nets that we gave to GAIN, they didn't have to spend one penny to raise a dollar to go buy those mosquito nets. We gave it to them.
What a brilliant, brilliant concept. Go ahead.
It was a great idea. And we worked out that we're based in Dallas, Texas. Our corporate office is in Dallas, Texas. But we also work around the world in Canada. And we continue to, we're down in Guatemala now working with an organization around the world with nonprofits to get these top quality micronutrient packs and feeding that water filtration system into the hands of these families and children to save lives. So that's our mission, to save lives. And it's a great organization. Again, we're just in our second month. We have got tremendous success. I'm seeing it grow every single day. We literally believe and have set a goal that by late summer, August or September, we will be able to ship out 3 million micronutrient packs around the world to different organizations to distribute for us and at all free of charge.
That's just amazing. How does that work? How did you set up the plan so that, you know, X amount comes in and to make this happen? It's just, you hear so many places and companies wanting to do this, but you've done it, and like Randy was saying, people have to raise the monies and raise the monies, and it's just such.
Correct.
You wonder, you know, I mean, we're always being asked to donate, and I donate to different places, but you know how you go through the, just daily you're being asked throughout the day with grocery store lines and things, and always wonder how much of that dollar is going to the needy, right? And that's always, I think,
exactly
the concern
right.
of everybody. So tell us, that's such a brilliant, how did you?
Well, you're exactly right. You're absolutely correct, because I still give a lot to nonprofits. I still support my favorite nonprofits. I know I have relationships with them. But I do know, and Randy, as you mentioned, that they can spend as much as a dollar comes in, they'll take 50 cents of that dollar to re-advertise to raise another dollar. I don't know if you're a TV watcher. I've noticed lately Shriners Hospital, a great, great TV ad with these children. I don't know if you've seen these ads lately. They've been on all over TV. But that costs them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wounded Warriors. I'm a big fan of Wounded Warriors. My dad is 32 years military. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month or a week to run those ads to get
that's
somebody
hard. That's, yeah.
to sign up for $19 a month. So And that model is getting harder and harder. There's only so many donated dollars out there. So what we do is we figured we would raise, and we do this by creating organizations and going out there and empowering people, churches, schools, YMCAs, organizations, women's groups that can go out and sell these products for us, knowing that they're not going to acquire the products. What they're doing is selling them to, and then giving us the authority to ship these to the nonprofits around the world. And we actually will pay them a commission on selling the products. So there,
it can be a fundraiser. It can be like a fundraiser for an organization or school, can it?
Okay.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it can literally kind of be like a fundraiser for a nonprofit or a school if they want.
Yeah, correct. I don't know. I just, you know, we're in the summertime now, but you know, in the fall, I buy Girl Scout cookies from Girl Scouts.
Sure.
Cheerleaders trying to sell something to raise money. But what if they were to go and sell a mosquito net or a life-saving product? We call them child-saving products. We actually call them CSPs. What if you were to go to sell CSPs and we would be able to give you a commission on selling those CSPs or at your church, your school, whoever wants to sell them.
To make it such a major win-win for the,
Exactly. And we pay the commission. It's all priced into the product. And you don't receive it. We don't ship it to you. You allow us, and it's actually a tax deductible purchase. So
I just love
thing.
This because well,
it's the
yeah.
same as how I describe it as far as the tax. If you were to go down to your local supermarket, King Super, Costco, or Sam's Club, and buy a carton load of groceries. And you take them to the food bank in downtown, or you take them to your local church and give it to their food bank. They will give you a receipt for what you bought, and you can write that off, too, as a tax deduction. This is the same philosophy. When you pay and buy these products, it's a gift in kind that you can then you get a receipt, and you can then write that off the tax deduction. So what I do... We do, as individuals, I go out to organizations and sell this to business owners, a car dealer, whoever wants to be involved in community involvement and give back. And they buy these products. They buy hundreds of these products, and they actually, many of them do it on a monthly basis. And that's what I encourage them to do, is a reoccurring purchase every month, because those micronutrient packs need to be put into those children every day forever until they're grown. So
how do people reach your organization, and if they want to sign up, want to
we are
on, give us contact?
HiddenHungerGlobal.com is our website, and Randy, you can Randy is working with me a little on with Hidden Hunger Global as well, and he has a website as well, and so we can you can purchase the products. Two options. You can become a member of Hidden Hunger Global and actually go out and help us sell them, or you can just support us and buy the products. And knowing full well, we can assure you that these are going to be gotten into the hands of children from Kenya to Cambodia to Haiti to around the world. And
there are listeners, we have a lot of archive listeners, too. For everybody that knows, you can always email radio@realityuniversal.com, and we'll give you all the contact information, the Hidden Hunger Global, and you can go to realityuniversal.com as well. Because we have many, many people that like to listen to our archives at their convenience. And this is just, it's just so you can sign up as a member, you can buy the product.
Mm-hmm.
On the product, people can get commission or just take that commission and donate it back to their church school. That's the idea, right?
That's the idea.
Okay.
And if you become a member and begin selling these as a group or as an individual, become a member. And we are growing an organization around the world that are selling these for us.
It's so brilliant because the average person that's going on, you know, everybody says, okay, we want to help. And Randy and I have been on a, Randy and I have been on the mission on it. It's time to heal, and it's time to heal is kind of on a mental, it's time to heal. You know how we have so many wounded people walking around, and it's emotional, just life, emotional, living life. And it's time to heal, because when we can start healing ourselves and we can help others, et cetera, and the hunger is huge. So the first, you know, people need to eat before they even look at the other, right, if you're starving. And we have these areas with, like you said, the malaria and the third world countries and so much hunger going on, besides just our hunger right here in the U.S. This is so brilliant, because I think what happens with a lot of people is they think, I don't have the money to do, I can't help, I can't do, and one person can make a difference. Everybody can make a difference. So even to our listeners, you know, when you're just anything
agree.
Can help, you know, and with people. Well, so this, it's so brilliant, though. I mean, like, because you hear of companies like, for example, Oprah Winfrey, I think. I haven't followed for years, but I'm not even sure if her Angel Network is still out there. But I know, I don't want to be incorrect in saying, but I know that when she was setting that up and when it was running, which it probably is, she funded the thing fully so that all the monies would go straight, totally to help. So with this is great. So
and
how much does a packet cost?
One other thing I'd like to mention is the leadership team we put together. Any organization is only as good as who's leading the organization at the top. And our CEO, Duncan Dodge, is an amazing individual. And he's been involved in corporate world. He's worked with Disney, Inc. magazine, and he's been highly involved in the nonprofit world for years, helping run nonprofits. It's some of the nonprofits that do millions and millions of dollars a year. And then he went off and started an organization that helped these nonprofits raise money. But what he found, what he was doing as a businessman, he was taking that 50 cents to help that nonprofit raise, and would put campaigns together and TV ads together. And he started realizing, I'm making money helping these nonprofits, and he's the one that started our idea. What if we started a business and we flip-flopped it? So he's been on both sides. He's been on both sides of the world, of the nonprofit and the for-profit. So he is, I think, just has a brilliant mind in how to grow us as a company. And
it gives me goosebumps.
Duncan Dodge,
he
lives in Houston. He's done a lot of great things, and great guy, great individual. There's a bio on him and some of our other CEOs on our website. Our director of humanitarian relations, Rachel, was just, she's been in the humanitarian nonprofit world for 30 years and was recently named one of the 30 top humanitarians in the world. And she's in that group along with Bono and Bill Gates. And she's the one that puts us together with our nonprofit and creates the partnership, the nonprofit. She vets them, goes into the countries, and sees that they have the foundation. Because it is important that we know the products are going to get into the hands of the children in these countries that have...
That's huge, because you know how many things, I mean, it's huge.
You know,
they never get in there. They get stolen, and wow.
Get stolen. Exactly. So we have an organization. We think we've put it together, the right team. We think we've got the leadership, and we're selling these products every single day. A young girl down in Arkansas, Amanda Sharp, I met her at a conference. She just graduated from college, and she is doing this full time. She is selling these products and literally supporting herself selling these products. And helped her graduate from college. She is putting an organization down in Arkansas that goes around. She works full-time on selling these products. And she said, what better business can you own or be in than saving children's lives? And it's a business
Absolutely.
To her, but it's also her. What better? She just feels blessed that she can do this. So.
Well, yeah, Michael, and by the way, Michael Smith is with us, hiddenhungerglobal.com, the website, hiddenhungerglobal.com, and you can Google Hidden Hunger Global and all kinds of things pop up there, and you can check out what they're doing. Some great videos by the leadership team, and what strikes me as you're talking is a couple things. So this gal, I mean, because let's face it, yes, you know, famine and terrible things in Africa, but oh, by the way, in America, families are struggling too. So you're saying a family could literally start doing this and literally, you know, work at it as a family business, if you will, support
mm-hmm.
their family so that their family's okay, and then they're also obviously serving the
sure.
underserved areas in Africa.
Michael, and we have plans. We help people form plans and business plans if they'd like to do that, and we do. We have a lot. That's a whole part of our website too. So.
That's fantastic. Well, Michael, can you tell us on the because I think it's amazing what you're doing and getting that into the third world countries. I mean, we saw just like a Tacloban, for example, when they had the huge typhoon. It took
mm-hmm.
so it took some people were dying. I mean, many people died, but getting supplies in, they were getting looted and taken and stolen. There's so much that we don't, you know, living in the United States, we take advantage. I mean, take for granted. And that's huge to be able to get it in there because they have and then you get the other issues that are coming in. So the three pack. It's the iodine, the water filtration, and the malaria. Well, for mosquito nets, they buy all three in one pack. Is that what it is, or people can sell them separately?
We do. It's $20 to buy a child saving product, and we originally thought we'd let you pick. You want to buy a mosquito net? But what we realized is that as a company, we are better as a company and leadership to determine what is needed. With the earthquake in Nepal, we realized they needed water filtration systems immediately. So we took those funds and we moved that to water filtration systems. So $20 buys a child-saving product, whatever, and then we choose where it's going to go. But we can be assured that one of those items is going to be gotten into the hands of a child. $20 provides a micronutrient pack daily for a month. A water filtration.
Really, for a month? Wow.
One a day for a month is the way we manufacture these. So, and these products, you can see what's in our micronutrient pack on our website. We've got all the ingredients, percentages.
I love it.
And everything is transparent. You can see, look at one of our water filtration systems. And so, no, it's $20 a month. And our one-time buy, like I said, I've had businesses just write a check for $1,000, a one-time purchase of what $1,000 to buy them, but many individuals, will buy one a month. Actually, my mother buys two a month, and she's 86 years old. So she
God bless her. That's
just
great.
Just helping support it, and so it's instead of and the difference is, so people say, well, why don't I just give the money to the nonprofit? And I said, don't stop giving supporting the nonprofit. But the difference here is that this is 100% of your money. The product is going to get to that nonprofit at free of charge. So it's not going to charge. That nonprofit could take your $20 and go spend 10 of it to raise another $20 and then take 10 of it to go buy whatever their need is. So does that make sense?
And you don't. Total sense. Makes total sense. So if they're, you know, I would want to buy it and just say, here, take it. I don't want the commission. I don't want anything. I'm just, you know, we all, you know, but so for somebody like Randy's saying a family wants to get into it, a college student wants to get into it, how much of that $20 would be commission, basically? So they, and I'm only breaking this up because so people can see how, you know, hey, they can do it. Just go do it if they need it.
Well, there's a breakdown. We've got a breakdown on our website and depending on how much you do. It's hard to say exactly what on each $20, but you can literally make quite a bit of income if you take it real serious. You can make a nice little monthly additional income if you become a member and start selling them. So there's a program in there. It's all broken down for you.
And if people want to buy them, and what about like the missionary groups and groups that want to buy them and use them themselves and take on their trips? They can do that too. Can they actually
the
product when you buy?
No. They have the product is not shipped to individuals whatsoever because that would become so astronomically expensive, and depending on who's buying them and where they live around the world. So we you can. As a missionary, help support your mission by making commissions. And if you do have an organization and you do have a nonprofit organization that with infrastructure and want to contact Hidden Hunger Global and talk to Rachel. We do get inquiries almost every day. Can we become a co-partner with you?
Fantastic.
And there are obviously some very strict guidelines to make sure that they're able to distribute the product. They've got the infrastructure in place in the, whatever country they're working in. But we are looking, actively looking. We just met with some folks down in the Congo who we want to start working with. And so, yes, we will look at any organization and look at becoming a co-partner with them if they can, once we meet with them.
Wow. You know, I'm in Hawaii and I travel, but they have the food bank. I mean, there's a couple food banks, but there's one that I know the minister is involved. And, I mean, if they're going through 100,000 pounds of food a month, which is, I mean, and they're constantly having to write for grants and raise money and, you know, and go through all that. And that would be something maybe the church would, you know, I that's fantastic what you're doing. It's really, and
you can also contact me if you'd like more information, I can get you directed to people. And absolutely organizations. I lived on Maui for 17, I lived in Hawaii for 25 years.
Wow.
17 years on Maui. And so I know I work with a lot of organizations still in Maui. My son still lives there, and my brother and his wife live on Maui. And I try to get back as often as I can.
Yeah,
so
that's fantastic.
I raised my son there. We moved to Maui when Tyler was 18 months old.
Wow, it's a beautiful place. Wow.
You can shake the sand. You can shake the sand out of your, you know, bathing suit, but you can't get it out of your soul, right?
No, you can't. No,
it's nice to go back and forth, though, too. That's kind of nice.
And I'm enjoying, and I am enjoying your being in Texas at this point with helping with this launch. It's been a great 2 years. Amazing, just personal, rewarding to me, and I'm enjoying it. I've got family here in Texas, too. So I'm enjoying it here and helping launch a company like this. It's really become my passion and a kind of new purpose. I still own a couple restaurants, but I'm not actively involved in them much. But this is my new purpose, is working with this company to help it grow around the world.
What a fantastic mission, and it's just, amazing.
Can we mention the restaurants on Maui?
I don't actively own them anymore, Randy, you know that, but my favorite, the very first one I opened in 1986 was Coho Grill and Bar in Kahului, the Kahamana Shopping Center. Coho's, and I ran that for years and years. It's coming on 30 years here almost. It's been open, still open. So.
Yep.
I still have a small piece in that, but not much. Then we're over in Kapalua. We had a restaurant down in Wailea. And so it kept us busy through the growth in the 80s and the 90s when Maui was just exploding in growth. Timing was everything for us. And,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're blessed.
That's
over there.
So time consuming, too, right? You have to set a little work to do,
Oh, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
I love what you're doing, because with us in real estate, we're always like, you know, you want to serve, but so many times I feel like it's not making the difference I want to make, you know, that type of thing. And you get into where you're like, okay, we can still do what we're doing, our vocation, but then do philanthropy work and tie it in. And I think that's
exactly.
But it's just, there's not enough hours in the day. So it's like really good to,
I agree. And this is what's wonderful about us, our organization, is you can actually do both in the same. If you choose to, you can do this like Amber, and who is doing this to help support herself. And it's her vocation. But she says, it feels like I'm literally saving children's lives every day. And that's my vocation. So, but anyway, it's just,
amazing. That's the best you can get,
powerful,
what we're here to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And with the internet, you can do it. We can basically, I can do this all over the world as long as I got find internet access. So.
That's wonderful. It's this way. And then so everything gets shipped in, and then they can see where it's gone. Like these, since you have so many ties in, and with Rachel doing the humanitarian, you've got such a good leadership group that you already have the ins and where it needs to go, what companies it needs.
Exactly.
You know,
who needs
organizations.
Because we get requests and needs, and like I said, we just recently sent 250 water filters to Cambodia.
I'm sorry. I'm getting fired up, Coach. I don't mean to interrupt, but
that's okay.
when I get these little light bulbs that come on, every time I hear more about this, I get more light bulbs. Like, put yourself for a minute, because I can see some people go, what, for profit? What are you doing? What's the motive? Blah blah. But flip it over and put yourself in the place of these struggling humanitarian organizations that desperately need product and are spending 50, 60, 70 cents on the dollar to try and get a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what a blessing it is for them to be able to pick up the phone and call you guys or email you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go, hey, you guys, we need, you know, and you can send them to them free of charge.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think this organization we're working with in Kenya, can't think of her name right now, but she is an amazing woman. She lives in Illinois. She's literally getting ready to leave for Kenya in about 3 weeks. Her feeding 1,000 children a day.
Really?
What an amazing, amazing organization she has. And we partnered with her. There's a link to her organization on our website, and there's a story from her about what we're doing with her. Mentalia's Hope. But working with people like that, I can't wait till I get to go to Kenya and work with her in one of her projects and literally help feed the children. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely.
So,
or go back to Haiti
with some more, yeah, whatever. I'd love to go back to Haiti with additional nets here soon. So our nets, by the way, have a 5-year life expectancy. So they're quality nets.
Wow, you know, dengue fever is, I mean, so common still in areas where
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't think of it. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, and exactly. And the water illnesses is what's really, I was literally in a village in 2010 in Ethiopia, and we were there for about, 2.5 days. And within those 2.5 days, we saw 1 to 2 children die every day. Just preventable diseases, water, from diarrhea, from malaria, and they were just literally dying every day we were there. That's what really pushed me into helping solve that problem.
Things that shouldn't be, right? Just like we talked about vaccines and other.
Don't have to be. It should, and it is one child at a time. I mean, it's just you can only do so much. But those 8,500 children living in the orphanages in Port-au-Prince, the chances of them getting malaria now have dropped tremendously because of having those mosquito nets above them.
Wow. Then they can start with education and go from. I mean, it's just
exactly.
It's so true. I see this. What is it? Oh, because I'm on your website right now. I just want to look at it. It says jump start in June. Does it have like in the business plan? Is it like the multi level marketing site? So where they go down levels, or is that not part of it?
That is part of. We've got a very unique business model, but yes, you can build an organization of working together, say a church or put its members in. Yes, it does pay down certain levels, so you can build.
Wow, I love that. That's brilliant too. Boy, this
exactly.
is just.
Exactly. We envision tens of thousands of people selling these products for us, and that's why we're going to feel we can really truly, in late summer here, ship 3 million micronutrient packs out into the field because there's so many individuals out there.
Wow, yeah. So you're not taking the profit. The profit so much isn't going to go advertising and marketing and all that. The profit's going right into the organization for profit. Wow.
The college student or the mother that wants to stay home or just whoever wants to help us, either be an organization or an individual. So we pay those percentages. And it's all transparency. If you're on the website under resources, you can go look at downloads, and you can actually look at how the compensation is paid out or how the commission is paid out.
So can they, just thinking, like say that it's a college student or somebody wants to go into their areas and they say, okay, and they have a full-time job or they're busy and their time is limited. Can they, for example, if they go to their church and sign up their church, and maybe they sign up a union. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking, or some other associations, you know, where you have, I want to say bulk of people. That's not the proper word, right? But I'm just saying
massive amount of people. No, they can do that. Yeah, absolutely.
And so they could do that, but can they do it in a way where, say, the commission they were going to receive, they can say, I'm going to take half of this and the other half I'm donating to the church? Or
you
do they
can
have
do
to get
you want with it? Exactly.
Okay, so you can actually set it up as a win-win.
It's a win-win. Okay. You can sit, and actually a church as an individual cannot join because we are a for-profit company, so they can't open a for-profit business under the church. But the pastor could, or the pastor's wife could.
Well, they can still have fundraising.
And that's exactly what I'm
doing.
And with the income I'm earning is going back for me and my personal, some of it's going back to the nonprofits that I give to every month, and others.
Right.
I'm working with an organization in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. This is my personal ministry.
Oh, I love it.
That we work with. There's 80,000 children living on the streets of Addis Ababa, as young as 6, 7 years of age. So we go out and serve these kids living on the street. Well, that's where my money's going to go. It's going to go help find homes for these kids. And we're building a school in Addis Ababa where these kids can come to school and feed them. So I'll take my commission that I am earning from Hidden Hunger Global and just turn it right back around into what I want to do with it.
Brilliant.
Churches
could do fundraisers, though. They're not allowed. I mean, as long as that money's going to go to you, they could say, hey, wait now. They have different missions, and we're going to go here or there. They could say this, you know, Hidden Hunger Global is doing this, and we believe in what they're doing, and this is how it works. And
we can get
all
the information. There's brochures. You can see all that. You can download or actually buy. But instead of doing a bake sale to raise funds, why not do a child saving product sale instead of selling cakes and cookies? Let's sell child saving products.
But the leverage you've said in here is so brilliant too. I mean, everything's brilliant. But I'm just amazed. I'm in awe here. I'm getting goosebumps because it's I'm all about. Randy knows. You know, I'm Randy's too. You know, we're here to serve, right? That's what we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
And it's so hard. But it's so hard as an individual. You say, oh gosh, you know, you want to serve and you serve a little bit, but this is so even. So, for example, when you have the, I'm just digging in, and Randy, please interject because I don't want to take over the whole. Where somebody can go so many levels down, almost like multi-level marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they go multi-level marketing, so they can actually sign as a member and they can bring other members in under themselves.
Correct. Absolutely. And putting people together. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can build an organization together, and you can do it all over the world. But what their job is basically they're going to get the donations, fill out the form, send it to the company. Company takes over from there, right, and handles all the where it's going to go. Now, when people sign,
everything.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So when people do this and they sign up, do they get or can they go and get a report or get? I know that you can't have everyone. I mean that they know. Okay. That money, hey, guess what? Church just raised all this money. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Everybody will want you to know, just like you just said, 8,500 nets went out, right? We want to know because of your donations, this money we just did this or whatever.
Yeah. We do a weekly newsletter that goes out every single Tuesday. We do a weekly conference call every Tuesday to update on what's happening and what's going on. And then individually, you can sign up. For email, individual email, to keep you informed of what's happening and the growth and what new partners are coming on. So we definitely, communication is the key, communicating with our partners, communicating with our supporters, and that's the key to any organization is good communication and building a relationships with everyone. So that's what we
do. But you make it sound so easy as a true leader, right?
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying it's hard. It's a lot of work.
I don't disagree. And I can flip-flop back to restaurants. You talked about how hard that is.
Uh-huh.
I've been blessed and had success, but my gosh, the 18-hour days, I don't
the real estate brokerages, everything's coming at everybody from all different directions, and you're the leader and going, oh, my gosh, what am I,
oh,
you
know?
It just gets to where it gets crazy.
Exactly.
Huh?
And we do have great leadership, and I think that's the key, is working with individuals, and I love working with individuals and putting organizations together and going out and we do meetings and fundraisers. It's where we're selling these products, and it is about leadership and development and growing yourself and your belief in what you want to do in life and becoming a servant leader type person.
Yeah. It really is, because, I mean, at the end of the day, we can only do so much with our own money, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we're only going to do it.
Exactly,
and we're here
right.
to serve, and when we leave, it would be nice when we, you know, leave and hopefully
mm-hmm.
go to heaven. I mean, it depends on your, you know, I believe in God, and the
mm-hmm.
that we're going to have made a difference here. But it's so brilliant to take it and not just think about it, because
mm-hmm.
so many people, and me included, I do so much, but I want to do more, you know. And I think you've got a system set up here that's brilliant.
We've got everything archived. Our weekly Tuesday, we just had one yesterday with Rachel talking about our co-venture partners. All our conference calls are archived on YouTube. Open
fantastic.
To public. You can go and listen to that call tomorrow yourself. From
yesterday. So you've all been
yourself.
Doing. Even though you put it out 2 months ago, you've been doing this over a year and a half, really, kind of with
yes,
all the...
Yes, we wanted to really test it. We tested it. We wanted to test the product. We wanted to develop the product. We've taken a year and a half to put the program together, and then we did launch in Dallas 2 months ago. And so we're in our second full month. And we've got organizations bigger in Ohio, just opened up in Ohio and Dayton, and then down in Florida, a big group up in the Northeast putting an organization together.
I could see this tying in with the wells, you know, where people donate money to put a well in, you know, it's $5,000. It's not much money to put it wells in that can actually help a whole community. Randy, you had a person on the show like 2 years ago, huh?
One other thing I'd like to say, and people that you mentioned it and talked about it, we do have a multi-level MLM type compensation plan, and I know that there's a whole, you know, that whole mystique about that industry. I actually believe in it. I think it's a good, as long as it's a legitimate
yeah.
product. But if you think about what we're doing, and I have been involved successfully, besides my restaurants, in the direct selling industry for about 8 years, and I had very successful. I had organizations of a couple thousand individuals with me selling. We were selling services, and one, you know, many, most of them are selling products. Though most of those
but
products
you could do
are
services.
Selling products.
Wow.
But here's the thing. What we don't see ourselves as marketing products, even though we sell these three items, but
mm-hmm.
we really see ourselves as marketing a cause, saving children.
Exactly.
Because if I were to sell you the latest lotion, you're going to buy that lotion and have it delivered to you and use that lotion. And there's great companies out there that do that, great direct selling companies that do that. You're not. We don't sell a product for you to consume. We're selling a cause and marketing a cause. We think we're the only. We don't know. We haven't found one yet. Another company out there that's marketing a cause versus a product. We're cause-based marketing, not a product-based marketing company. So that's how we promote ourselves. We're promoting saving children, not the greatest, latest juice.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm totally.
And nothing wrong with
these
companies. There's some companies out there that I use a lot.
Right.
I actually consume some of those products from good friends that are in the industry.
Right. We tie it with Legal Shield. There's a lot of different things.
Exactly.
Products,
I have a great friend in Legal Shield. New Skin.
I believe in those different. There's so many because if they were set up and they're doing what you need, and this is. I mean, I know I keep saying over
brilliant.
And over brilliant, but it is.
And I think that's what we didn't even realize that a year and a half ago as we were starting off in this. We thought we were a product based company, selling. We're going to sell and we started with the micronutrient packs. That was the first thing we talked. But we finally realized very early on that we're not really selling a product because we're not going to deliver it to the person that's buying it.
No.
We're going to market a cause, and that's
saving
our mission.
Lives.
Saving
lives.
Children.
I mean, huge.
Exactly.
Huge. It's,
and that's
wow. I love it. Randy, you know everybody in the world. You could be really telling this is just Randy. I mean, Randy knows so many people. I'm telling. I mean, you know what I mean.
Does.
That are into different.
I love Randy.
A lot of missionary work, a lot of other work that that are on purpose, on serving, not just about the money. You know, the money comes for everybody, and there's nothing wrong with money. We all need to have money because then we can give back and do more. But it's just such a. There's no. I think it's just. Now, what's the shelf life? This
you know,
is off the sub. Huh.
Yeah, the water filtration system, those systems have a lifespan of about up to 10 years. The Mosquito Net, a 5-year. And these macronutrient packs getting consumed so fast, it really can't matter. The child takes one a day. And so there's and we're manufacturing them as we don't manufacture them and put them on a shelf. As money comes in, we go out and manufacture them.
Right. Okay.
And they're individual packets. You can take a look at one on the website.
Hey, Randy, I'm gonna be quiet. I haven't heard Randy chime in. It's because I'm asking too many questions. So go ahead.
No.
What do
you think? I was really glad to hear, you know, that, and I knew you would get this because you are a business person and been a very successful real estate, you know, broker in Hawaii for. You know, in Maryland for many, many years, and you know what it is like, Michael, to be a very, very successful business person, and yet like him, I know you you long to make a difference, and you long to, and you just would see the genius in it, and so, you know, it's I'm really glad we got you guys, you know, we got Michael on your show because I know you have tons of people who listen, many on demand, but
and in other
you know,
places,
you've been there
a lot
now.
Of other places. Yeah.
So again, I'm sitting here just I'm sitting here. I get fired up every time I talk about it, you know. And it's one of those things where, you know, as both of you know, I mean, I've recently had some of my time freed up now to, to possibly. Spend more time doing this and I love it. I love the idea, you know, Michael, you mentioned car dealerships. I mean, you could take just one vertical in a business in a category. You could just call on car dealerships or you could just call on schools or just on churches or, you know, and share with them the idea of doing it as a fundraiser. And the other thing I think about, and this is, I guess, a question too, I'm leading up to, and I've not really asked you this before, but might as well do it on live on the air. This is real radio, folks. I wonder, I see it as, again, the idea of you can kind of brand it in a couple of ways. Obviously, you know, there's an obesity problem among children in America, and you kind of juxtapose that against, you know, children starving to death elsewhere. How cool is it to say, you know what, we're done selling the candy that makes our kids fat. You know, we're going to have kids themselves, you know, we're going to teach them and train them that, you know, that giving back and helping other kids is important. And so we're not selling candy anymore at our school or our team or, you know, we're going to sell these products that save lives, and we're going to save children's lives, and so you're literally battling the obesity thing in America in one sense, and you're making them aware, kids at an early age, of what's going on in the world. Because I think sadly, kids in America sometimes are clueless, and they're so concerned about, you know, we're just raising these narcissists, to be honest, and that's my opinion. But my question, I guess, is this, and I know it's a long-winded question, but. So the micro, because the thought would come, and I hear people might say this, well, what about underserved kids in America who are starving? So I know a lot of the organizations that Hidden Hunger Global works with probably also work in underserved areas in America, or is it primarily overseas at this point?
We right now, Randy, primarily overseas. We do have in our back in this last year and a half, of course, we had breakout sessions. We talked about everything. an opportunity. But you, as if you start a company 2 months into it now, we know what we're focused on. But we do, I can tell you that, yes, I've thought a lot about what can we do in the United States as well. And in North America, United States and Canada.
Right.
So I can't speak for the CEO for Duncan, but we do want to grow this company, and we do have a 5-year, 10-year plan. But I think you're going to see additional things happening.
Yeah.
In this. And I don't disagree. I think, for instance, Randy, I've got some ideas for the fall here in Texas, working with some local schools here, and I agree with you. Our big thing here is, I think they're called butter braids or something. They're frozen cinnamon rolls. It's all sweets, pure sugar, and they sell it. And they sell it every fall, and from all this, send the kids home with the order forms. But what if, again, not only did we not do that this year, working with, say, an elementary class, I'll work with just an individual class, maybe with the teacher, but commit to going into that school, into her classroom, two or three times through the school year, and actually talk about the children living in Uganda that are receiving the product they're selling.
You need
selling.
Speakers.
And
I'm on board.
You do social and history lessons, and you actually teach the kids about their world, because that's the issue I know, that with American children, they don't experience anything less than what we're so blessed in this country. I know when I took my son to Ethiopia as a teenager, it blew him away. You can't even describe the experience it was for him. He had no idea that people live like that, because he was used to his iPads and his iPhone and everything new and everything getting what he wanted. And we go to Ethiopia and we're in villages out in the jungle, and it just blew him away. It changed his life. So I think if we do that, wouldn't that be cool to raise and sell these within a school district or school classroom, and then help them with visuals and slides of actual pictures of the actual kids receiving the product, not some on the line, on the internet pictures. These are really actually pictures. The kids with it. We've got some pictures.
I could even see the pen pal thing with the kids, you know, where they actually have the kids and they get to do some type of pen pal thing that they get involved with the project and then a group. And I don't know. I know that's going to take, you're probably dealing with so many organizations, so many people that, but maybe there'd have to be a minimum number of children involved or schools involved or something to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a real wonderful project, and back and forth. And
there's so many things we're just starting a startup. I've never been involved. I've been involved in the restaurant industry with startups all the time. I've opened quite a few restaurants through my 40 years, but this is my first time being involved with a startup, direct selling, multi-level, if you want to call it that.
Mm.
And it's fascinating being on the ground floor. I'm a founding member of this company. And it's going to be interesting to see where we are 5 years, 10 years from now. So,
it sounds like with where you are in 2 months and a year of planning, you're going to. That's amazing.
One more quick story about Duncan Dodd. I know Duncan. He actually lives in Houston, but he flies up to Dallas quite a bit. And I said, Duncan, and you can read his bio online. But Duncan, the most recent thing that Duncan did, he was the brains or the CEO, so to speak, behind Joel Osteen Ministries. And
really?
He's the one that put Joel Osteen.
Wow.
He's the one that bought the Summit. He put the Summit program together with the basketball arena. He did all the book deals for Joel. He was the money.
Wow.
If you want to call it that. He ran Joel Osteen Ministries, and nobody knew who he was. He did it from behind the scenes. So he built that into an $800 million ministry, and he worked for Joel for almost 12 years.
Wow.
And now he's our CEO, and this is his hidden hunger, his current baby. So.
That's just a total difference.
I love telling stories, and it's, life is all about telling stories. And
Talking story, brother.
I sure appreciate you letting me go on.
We appreciate you having on. This has been wonderful.
Yeah. I'm so glad we got a good hour in.
Did I answer your question at all, Randy? I'm not sure I could answer your question.
No, you did.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got to start somewhere, and that's the need, and that's where you guys have the relationship, and, you know,
And by the way, you know, all these, we work with the organization, it's called Arise Africa, and they're based, they're a nonprofit organization that we work with in Uganda and I believe Kenya, and their offices are based in Dallas too. So we do, that's the type of organization that we could expand into. Well, why don't we just start doing something with kids right here in Dallas?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. So we'll, I think all that has been discussed. But nothing, we are focusing right now on the children that are dying every single day that don't need to be dying every single day. The good news in America, yes, we've got issues. Yes, we've got hunger. We got, but there's not children living, you know, literally dying because they don't have access to water. So in the United States, we are blessed. There are so many great organizations doing work here and making sure. But there is work to be done right here in the United States. I agree.
Yeah.
Wow. We want to have you back, and we're going to get involved.
Yeah.
I know for sure. Absolutely.
So I appreciate that. And Randy, Randy and I've been working on this since last August, I believe, is when I introduced it to Randy, and he got excited about it, and life changed. And so I think now that we thought we were going to launch it earlier, we never know. We did, in fact, launch it in April this year. We thought we had hoped to launch it in January, but things are going well. We're happy with the growth so far. We're happy with the organization. We're a debt-free company. We are just we're prudent businessmen and women with a dream and a mission to go save children.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Aloha,
hey,
man.
Thank you, Randy.
Hey,
great
thank you
on.
For coming on. We'd love to have you back. We always run out of time, unfortunately.
I know.
So,
I know.
That hour
Michael,
flew.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
Michael
it very much. It was a great
conversation. Been a pleasure.
So much enjoyed it. So.
Yes.
You both
Michael
take care.
Smith. Not,
we'll
not Michael
have...
W. Smith, but Michael
Pardon
Smith.
Pardon me?
I'll
Michael
when I've been
Smith.
Talking to Michael Smith. Not Michael W. Smith, but Michael Smith. J. Michael Smith.
So to everybody out there, I wish you peace. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.